I think I'm a yes rarely or a yes sometimes. I would actually be just a no were it not for the fact that we have the CLGB study ongoing and I have colleagues at my own institution whose behavior I can't completely control who occasionally do this. I tend to think that if you're going to give AC, you give AC the way it's been given before, and I worry a little bit that there might be a duration of therapy that's just too darn short, and that maybe 6 weeks from beginning to end is a problem. Again, that said, I can't jump up and down and say it's a crazy thing to do.
MJ?
Well, I have done it occasionally, although I don't do dose dents, when I decide that this patient will get AC and later on trastuzumab and hormonal therapy, and I omit the taxane part. I mean, there are those patients where we decide not to give, I mean, along the lines of HERA, 4 cycles of AC. So I get to Herceptin sooner. So that's the rush in my mind to get to the most meaningful therapy as quickly as possible. Now, I'm intrigued by Eric's comment about total duration of therapy. I thought that was the whole premise of dose density, that you don't want to drag out the duration to give cancer cells that break. And now you're worried that you're getting it done too quickly.
It's true, but what you've heard is that that is probably mostly important for patients who have ER-poor disease. And beyond that, we know that a single cycle of perioperative, preoperative, postoperative chemotherapy in some studies has an effect, but certainly much less of an effect than more prolonged therapy. And I don't think we fully understand how any of these regimens really work. But if you imagine that there is some proportion of cells that are cycling at any given time, that maybe given all this therapy over the course of just 6 weeks is not long enough treatment.
Neil.
Go ahead, Brian.